Your unholy triad of Bach energies are the jaws of death. The middle question of the Bach diagnostic profile is cleverly hidden in the middle. Note 1. The first Bach energy that tests yes is a typical reaction you have to the world not giving you what you want. 2. The second Bach energy, right underneath the complaint, is what you try to be but not successful at. 3. And the third Bach energy is your linchpin. / note. Why cleverly? Because unless you hide it, more of the same will come up. But in the middle it somehow brings up an honesty I didn't expect. I spent months with my students inquiring into their ITCH, their fundamental need, in different courses. And yet, the middle question answer eluded me, and now is here, and with a pang of disappointment I admit that it an eye-opener. And the way this has been playing out, you have to go down a path that will take you to a dead end, and try again, give up, before you accidentally go down the path that takes you to the resolution. This is the case in many things, in solitaire. My free cell playing is a good example. I replay every game until I win it. And this way I can own up to my false starts, my automatic behavior, my narrow cone of vision, my haste, and all the other behaviors that are on the side of undesirable of the ledger. Business moves, friendship moves, relationship moves, storylines, jokes. All can be done that they fall flat or produce an outcome that if you shuffled the order of things would be totally different. Humbling, for me. Because I am okay being humble. Even though my main move in Bach energy language is tension, losing hope in a jiffy, I recover fast and try again. But humble is not everybody's pie. Humble pie. Lol. If you need to be perfect to love yourself, a mistake you make, a false start you have, a going down the wrong tunnel will send you into despair. And it is hard to recover from that despair. A few days ago I wrote about Tada. A short little celebration of some small success. And here I am again, seeing that depending on what you say you need to be okay, a million tadas may not compensate for a mistake you make, a blunder, and big or even tiny failing, if you say, who you need to be is perfect. How many percentage of humanity says, in their heart of hearts, that they need to be perfect to deserve to live? 70% says source. Holly SHT. Perfect is in not being different from others. Therefore acceptable. The other widely professed need is to be special/different. And mistakes are an opportunity for a special/different type of person. They are an opportunity instead of a death threat. 30% of humanity secretly wants to be special. Treated as special. So tada is for them. But what can I say to my want to be perfect students? What would release them from living in the jaws of imminent death? This is going to be my next item to put on my reticular activator. The one I probably can never solve consciously. So I need my unconscious consciousness to work on it. I muscle test, does it know? Yes. So I just have to wait so consciousness can figure out how to clue me in. Because at this stage I am clueless. Now, one would say, hey Sophie, you just gave the whole Bach profile thing away. But that is not the case. All three items are crucial. But the most crucial is your linchpin is that is as varied as people are. Minus 43. Touch me not. I shut down. I take myself away. I observed this several times this week. When I could not shine, because, blah blah blah. Fill in the blank here, mostly because people can't see my brilliance. Lol, then the first thought I have is, let me get out of here. I have largely stopped getting out of there. But I still have to go through the emotional turmoil of the touch me not energy. But I used to pull out, quit, break up, run away, or do my favorite way, get sick. If you look at my life, you could tell my life story through the hundreds, I am not exaggerating, hundreds of instances of me quitting by getting sick. Life doesn't tolerate that behavior very well, so until I learned to quickly go through the emotions but not act on it, I could not be successful at anything. Because everything needs you to stick with it. F. Right? So finding out the unholy triad that keeps you in your life not that great is a definite good step, you can tame the shrew. My hunch is, the middle one you can tame. My hunch is that it is hard-coded in your DNA. And if it is, your access to a life that you want is through the first question and the last question. Here are the three questions again. 1. The first Bach energy that tests yes is a typical reaction you have to the world not giving you what you want. 2. The second Bach energy, Right underneath the complaint, is what you try to be but not successful at. 3. And the third Bach energy is your linchpin. But how do you tame the shrew? Should you be asking now? I will give you a martial arts type of advice, you roll with the punches. You punch and you roll. Roll out of the way of the energy. You don't know how to do it? I observe my coach with curiosity. He wants to be perfect. Any remark he gets that suggests that he is not perfect, he gets angry, he attacks. While he is also rolling, the rolling takes the energy out of the attack. And the next moment he is up again and he is jovial again. He avoided the jaws of death, again. The rolling dissipated the energy. Of course one way would be is to not resist the punch. The Aikido method. You use it to win. But it is the special people's way. Want to get your unholy triad? That if you can tame it you can start getting successful at life. Find out what you're up against. P.S. This week I did some experimenting. I ate, for 3 days, bread again. Why? I don't know. Lol. So by last night I was hurting everywhere. I asked source, am I sick? Yes. Can I get better? Yes. I gave myself healing energy for a while before I could even fall asleep. I feel almost normal by now. But my bathroom experience this morning told a whole different story. I also needed minerals. Especially copper. If you eat according to your list, you almost never have to take any supplements, because what depletes you is food that the body needs to deplete to prevent from killing you. My family can't handle carbs. Bread is carb. So if we want to live, we either need copper daily or we can abstain from carbs. 3 days won't kill me, but I learned my lesson, again. And source says it will take me 2 weeks to get where I was before I ate the bread. And you see, that is rolling with the punches. I did what I did, I now do the work of cleaning up the mess I caused, and water under the bridge I don't bother with it any longer. I don't suffer. I don't blame myself, or life, or fate. Get your Bach diagnostic profile. Really? You'll thank me for it later.